Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three of the biggest news stories today, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven selects it. He picks it. All right, Raven, you ready?
Yep.
Number one, football referees purposely trapped in locker room.
That's where they belong.
Number two, a woman quit her job at Walmart over the PA.
Always interesting.
Number three, man faces 7 years in prison for a 43-cent theft.
I don't want to feel bad about anything, so let's go with the quitting Walmart.
Okay. A woman named Beth used the PA system to quit her job at Walmart in Louisiana last week. She says the employees are overworked and underpaid, but it's better if you listen to her tell yourself, right?
All right, let me hear from Beth.
Attention Walmart shoppers and associates. My name is Beth from Electronics. I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid. We're told that we're replaceable. To Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert. Greta and Kathy, I hope you don't speak to your families the way you speak to us. I quit.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Beth sounds like, when you hear the name Beth, you think of such an unassuming, nice woman, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe bakes some cookies for the PTA, you know, does some different things around the neighborhood. You don't think of her calling people out for their perverse mannerisms on the PA system. But you know what? Maybe he is a pervert.
To Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert.
She says it so matter-of-factly.
She's just like, you know what? It's a fact.
Yeah.
You're a perv.
Yeah, she's not the first one to quit on the PA, but, I mean, it's pretty good use of it, right?
It's the weirdest way you ever quit. You ever...
You know, I haven't really quit all that many jobs without giving notice.
Like, abruptly quit.
Yeah.
The only time I could think about that I quit that was awkward, and it wasn't anything like this, is that I was quitting a radio job, and probably the biggest mistake of my life, I'll be honest. Probably
okay.
Was, and I walked in, and I said, I think I'm going to be giving my 2 weeks, and I wasn't very confident. And he told me to turn around and go back to my desk and that I couldn't quit. And it took me, without exaggeration, 3 weeks to grow, like to get the nerve to go back in there to quit again.
Well, at least you knew that you were sure, though.
Oh, yeah.
At
still,
that point, you knew that you were sure.
He was right. I never should have left that job. He was right. I should have accepted it when he told me, no, you're not allowed to quit.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes that's just the way it goes. You just don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of times that I actually quit a job. So, you know, I was working in construction for a minute when I got out of school. That's what I was doing. And I remember I was building. It was super freezing where we were working. It was like January and we were doing ductwork and there was rain coming down, but there was ice on the stuff that I was working on too. And it was just running right down my sleeves into my coat.
Yeah.
And it's at that moment that I decided, nope, I'm going to go to college. I put this stuff down and I left right after lunchtime. I was like, you know, you're sitting around the gang box, hanging out with the guys, having your lunch. And it was just like, yeah, I think this is the last time I'm going to be seeing any of you individuals.
College looks really good right now.
There's got to be a better way. And I only went there for a semester too, but I was like, there's got to be a better way. Let me go find that.
At least you're not this guy.
To Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I could have ended up there.